Lord's grace, mercy, and compassion be on all of you this morning. Our text for our meditation comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 9th chapter. There we hear the 36th verse. But when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Let us pray. O Lord, sanctify us now by the truth, for your word is the truth. Amen. What do you call sheep without a shepherd? Yes, shepherdless, but what else? Helpless. Sheep without a shepherd tend to wander off and get themselves into trouble. They suffer from wanderlust. You can pen them up and put them in the most beautiful green grass that they're fenced in, and yet some sheep still will walk along the fence trying to find where it's raised up so that they can now go under it and get out and get to that grass on the other side. So some sheep literally do think that the grass is greener on the other side. But all they find out is that on the other side of that fence is trouble. And see, this merely means that sheep without a shepherd are worthless, except for euros, because they always get into trouble. They will kill themselves. They will hang themselves. They will make themselves easy targets for their predator when the predator comes by. Sheep without a shepherd usually end up dead, and they're worthless. By nature, you and I are like sheep without a shepherd. That's a real positive thing to hear on Friday morning going into homecoming, right? But it's true. By nature, we are. By nature, we love to wander away from our good shepherd time and time again. And when we do, we often find ourselves in no place but trouble. For some of us, it's wandering off into gossip, which only leads to ruining relationships and destroying other people. For some people, it is thinking that the grass is always greener at the end of that joint or vape device where you're using it to smoke illegal grass. But reality is that only leads you to the places of breaking the law, usually mental health issues, and often sins of laziness. And still for other people, it's wandering off, and when they do, they wander off into sexual sins, finding themselves entering a sexual relationship with somebody, all because they decided to swipe right on a device. And that only leads to the place of mocking God's gift of sex between a husband and a wife, and often brings about baggage when you enter into a real marriage someday, whether that be maybe guilt or maybe something in the area of the medical profession that needs help with. And see, this list of you and I of sins, of wandering off again and again and again, is countless. We can't even begin to compile a list in this area. But again, by nature, that's what we do. By nature, we're wandering sheep. And if that wandering goes unchecked, we know that we could end up worthless. Worthless because that wolf in sheep's clothing, the devil, Satan, he is looking at every single opportunity he can to find us, to sink his teeth into us so he can drag us into hell. You are not, I am not, helpless or worthless, as our text thankfully reminds us this morning again. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Jesus had compassion on this crowd. Most of them, many of them, according to the verse before that, because he had just healed them of their diseases and their sicknesses. And when it says here that Jesus had compassion on them, it's actually the word is compassionate pity. It's the strongest Greek word there is for this emotion. And it was such a strong emotion, it actually literally means that his bowels, his guts, ached for them. But it wasn't because he had just healed them or because they had been tormented by disease and sickness. No, Jesus' guts ached for these people because even though they were the children of God, the chosen people of Israel, They were spiritually weary and scattered because up to this point, they had no real spiritual shepherds. The people here were longing. They were longing for God and to hear what he had to say to them. But see, unfortunately, the scribes and the Sadducees, the priests and the Pharisees, the supposed pillars of the Orthodox religion in that age, they offered them nothing. They gave them no comfort, no compassion, no answers, no hope. But did you notice that little word in the text? That simple, beautiful adverb that Jesus uses. Like. Jose. See, as bad as things were up to this point in their history, they were not sheep without a shepherd, but rather like sheep without a shepherd. Because, see, their shepherd, the shepherd, had come. And he had come to do a lot more than simply heal some sickness and disease or even cast out demons. No, he was there and he was showing them he was serious. He had come to heal the disease and the sickness of their sin-sick hearts. He had come down to them so that he could lead them to the green pastures and the gentle flowing waters that awaited them. He came to do that for his sheep, sheep that had moved him to a point of compassion where his guts hurt for them. And so he did that very thing for them as he brought them peace and hope and forgiveness of sins through that perfect life and innocent death on the cross. Wandering sheep, your God has done that for you just as much. He's done that for each and every one of us that's here this morning. Even though you and I were born as sheep that love to wander away from our good shepherd, even though you and I, day in and day out, fall into sins where we seem to do nothing but just run away from our holy God, he loves you. He has compassion on you because you are his sheep. He loved you so much so that in his tender love and mercy, he had compassion on us to the point that his guts ached. They ached that first time as he felt hunger pains in the manger. And then those guts ached again as they were beaten up and destroyed by those torture weapons of Roman soldiers. And then as he hung on that cross for hours with an empty stomach. And then in that great compassion and love and mercy he has, he entered into death to feel that sting so that you and I, we will never have to feel the sting of death no matter what. No, in his great love and compassion, he entered into death so that he could cut off the head of that wolf, the one we call Satan. So he has no real power over any of you. Because in his love and in his mercy, God made sure that his son would make sure the devil would never be able to drag us into hell because you are a member of the flock of God, a sheep of Christ by faith. And so, when you feel weary from the continuous attacks of Satan that we have to go through just by living in this world every single day, when you feel like this world or your own sins are trying to scatter you away from the flock of God, when your guilt over your sin is trying to tell you that you are helpless, that you are worthless, be confident. Know that you have a Lord and Savior, a good shepherd, who always has compassion on you. He will lead you in this life, helping you through his word and through his supper, until that time that you for surely have that strength when he can bring you in to the green pastures and the gentle flowing waters of heaven that await everybody that believes in him, where every single believer's soul will be weary and scattered no more. To our compassionate and good shepherd be the glory now and forever. Amen.